Welcome to Choice Tunes, and we know what Choice Tunes about. I have a special guest come in every either the second or the fourth Wednesday of the month between 2 and 3. We find out a little bit about them, and then we play their top songs and songs that have had influences right through their life. And I have with me today Bob Burgess. Now, a lot of you will say, oh, yeah, who's Bob Burgess? Well, Bob Burgess is Robert E. Bob. And Robert E. Bob has been a part of this radio station for about 17 years or something. And he does steam radio on a Tuesday afternoon, and he does a gospel hour on a Sunday morning between 9 and 10. Always a terrific show, that. And also he does plenty of fill-ins, and I know he's just done a big fill-in for Neil Ball, who's been trapped up in Queensland. So welcome, Robert E. Bob.
G'day there, Alan. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you in. And
I love your program.
Oh, thanks very much.
Choice Tunes, I think it's great.
Yep. And what we want to know a little bit about the person who's going to play these songs. Mm-hmm. Robbie, where were you born and brought up?
I was born in a little town called Littlehampton, which is in the county of Sussex in the southern part of the UK. On the 4th of April, 1945.
And when did you come out to Australia, Bob?
When I was 7, 1952.
And obviously, did your family come out here for a particular reason? Like, did your father have a job out here or something? Or did
No. My father, one of the reasons why we escaped the UK is my father had all kinds of tax problems. I had health problems as a little seven-year-old tacker. I had a congenital lung condition, and the specialist said, oh, you've got to take him to a warmer climate, you know, or you won't raise him. So I owe Australia my life.
Now, absolutely. When you came out to Australia, Bob, where did you live?
Well, I'll tell you this story. Our first landfall in Australia, yep, with the Pommy migrant ship with 1,500 Poms on board was what's that place just south of Perth with a big port? Fremantle.
Fremantle, yep.
We stopped at Fremantle there, and we called in there, and we all went up on deck to have a look at Australia. And on the wharf demonstrating were the wharfies at the time, 1952.
You thought, what's this?
They were chanting, go home, you bloody poms, there's not enough work for us.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. And my mum and dad were getting very upset, but I was getting into the groove, you know, go home, you bloody poms. But that's a true story.
So then where did you go, Robbie?
Sad welcome. Well, back on the ship, we went round to Sydney, and that's where we got off the boat. And then they put us on a train up to Coffs Harbour. And at Coffs Harbour, the Country Women's Association put on a most magnificent breakfast or brunch, I guess, on the platform there at the Coffs Harbour railway station, and made us feel all very, very welcome. We got lots of hugs from the little old country ladies. It was terrific.
So did you live in Coffs Harbour from then on?
No, went to Brisbane to the migrant hostel at Wacol in Brisbane. And we were there for just a little while till our sponsor, we had to have a sponsor. Our sponsor came back from one of those. He was living down at Sandgate on the bay, Moreton Bay. So we went down to live with him for a couple of years. And then my family, mum and dad, managed to buy a block of land, and they went and got a second-hand army hut, you know, the old little wooden huts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They put it on the truck to the block of land, and my dad was a very handy woodworker. He made half of it into a home for us, the other half into a factory.
All right.
Where he made things.
Right, so, all right, then you went to school.
No, we're still not for very long.
Anyway.
But I did spend 3 years in third grade. They were worried about that.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. We don't worry about school. So when you left school, Bob, what was your first job?
My first job when I left school was packing groceries in a grocery store.
And how long were you there?
I wasn't there very long because I wanted to get an apprenticeship.
Yep.
I was 14 when I left school, and in Queensland at that time, if you were 15 years old and you were 5'10", you could join the police as a police cadet.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't do that these days, but I thought it was a great idea. I missed out by half an inch on that.
Oh,
yeah. Or else I would have been a career...
Policeman.
It would have been fun. Anyway, so where were we?
Well, you're now out of school. You've given that job. You finished that job.
Yeah.
So where did you go then?
Okay, I was fortunate enough to get a job at in the television department at McWhirter's Valley Store, a big department store like Buckley's and Nunn. You know, kind of thing. And so I worked in the bulk store there, taking crockery and stuff across to the main store from the bulk store. And when television came in, of course, we were packing up the TVs and delivering them out. That was 1959 when television came in Brisbane. And one day I unfortunately didn't put the hoist on properly on the television set, and it dropped from one floor through to the next, and they weren't impressed. So
that was the end of the career there.
That was the end of my career there. I've always had dropsy, you see, that's what it is. So after that, I was fortunate enough to get an apprenticeship at the Queensland Spastic Children's Centre.
Doing what?
In Newfoundland, as an orthopaedic brace-making apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we did. That was very interesting for the next 4 or 5 years.
And then where to?
After that, I was called up in the first intake national service.
Yep.
And went to Vietnam for 9 months during my 2 years of NASHO. And when I came back, the only thing we'd learnt in that 2 years I've been away, we'd learned how to weld plastics. And I caught up with that very, very quickly.
Yep.
And I was getting a little bit kind of jaded because I spent a lot of time around mangled bodies and stuff.
Yep.
And getting back, I love the cerebral palsy people, but I mean, I was just sick and tired of that kind of thing. I had a girlfriend who was the secretary to the program manager at 4BH in Brisbane. And she said, you like music, Bob? Of course I love music. She said, how would you like to be a radio disc jockey? I said, sure. And she said, well, I'll get you an interview with my boss.
Yep.
And so within about a week, I got the interview, went down to the city from the valley where we were, and on the tram. And Ben Beckinsale gave me like an hour of his time, and we recorded 2 30-second straight scripts.
Yep.
And, gee, they were bad. But anyway, a week after that, I got a phone call from the manager of 4NA Nambour, which is the little commercial station on the Sunshine Coast at the time. They said, okay, you want to be a radio announcer? I said, I've got half a mind to be a radio announcer. He said, that'll do. Anyway, I got the job. But I went from tradesman's rate of $78 a week to $48 a week.
Went downhill.
As a nighttime radio disc jockey.
And how long were you there, Robert?
I was there for 2 years in all.
So, and then did you stay in radio or what did you go there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
While I was there, I went down to the beach. I lived in the caravan on the beach at Mooloolabah, which is a beautiful place to live, right next to the Surf Lifesavers Club.
Yep.
I paid the council $5 a week for plugging into their power pole and $5 a week to the Surf Lifesavers for using their facilities. So I was a real little lotus eater living on the surf there and driving into my radio show at night time. Did all sorts of other stuff too. Did a lot of work planting in the pines and like apples and did lots of odd jobs, whatever came around the place, just to make up the money, you know.
Fair enough. Right, Robbie, let's get started on the music. Yeah.
Okay.
What's our first song?
First track is by a country singer called John Wesley Reynolds. And he was he really was a one-hit wonder. He had just had one big hit song. He did an album, but he wasn't a failure or anything. I don't like that term, one-hit wonder. You think kind of failure. But what he did, he went to work at RCA Studios in Nashville, and he was their leading backup vocalist, studio vocalist, for all their recordings and stuff for quite a few years. But he died, he was a very obese sort of guy, and he died of diabetes and stuff. But anyway, this is the song. This is the first song I played on the radio in 1960.
I was going to ask the significance. Yeah. The first one you ever played.
This is the significance, Jen.
Right.
First track I ever played on the radio.
Hey, with all your singing talent, back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Hey, your new record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old faithful Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dogs search the trash cans. My gas tank could stand a dollar's worth again. All those chuck holes here on Main Street jar my rib cage. I could cuss. Okay, the crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they hate that war in Vietnam. Sirens echoed through an alley, and some woman said some fellow stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to a doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I've lost count of cups of coffee that I've had. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Three rose petals on my front seat, fallen from the bouquet Jimmy took to June. Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops, God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Kay, I showed some drunk your picture, and he made some smart remark. So I hit him in the mouth, boy, was I mad. Oh, Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Guitars, organs, horns, violins, and pianos, how they play. Grinding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Kay, although I know I've lost you to the swinging music world, I kiss pictures of those happy times we had. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I have with me, of course, Bob Burgess, better known to you as Robbity Bob. Robbity, we're up to, you're at 4NA for 2 years. Where did you go then?
Well, I got a job doing the morning show at 4CA in Cairns, and it just seemed to coordinate with my getting married to a young lady I'd met on the beach in Mooloolaba 2 years earlier.
Picked her up on the beach?
Yeah. And so we arrived in Cairns in 1970 with a brand-new wife, a very old Volkswagen Beetle, and a brand-new job. So it was pretty exciting for a little while there.
Be great. And then what happened then, Robbie?
I was there for quite a long time. We introduced Talkback Radio during that period of time in Cairns, yeah, which was fun. Used to call it fun on the phone, bit of fun on the phone.
And then after that, what did you do?
Well, then I retired from radio, which I never really did, because I was doing a bit of community radio anyway up there. But I was elected to the Cairns City Council as a councillor.
Yep.
It was called an alderman in those days.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I liked it. But we changed it to councillor because of pressure from the female lobby, because alderman had a man on the end of it.
Yep, right.
Enough said.
All right, I've just got to take... And you're on that... Council for 12 years, weren't
you?
Yeah. What's the next song we're going to play, mate?
Okay, it's a Ricky Nelson song, and the story, just a little background on that. When I was 14, I got my first acoustic guitar, and one of the first songs I learned was this particular Ricky Nelson song. Turned out most of Ricky Nelson's songs in that era had very similar chord progressions, so it was easy to learn quite a few Ricky Nelson songs. But this one is called "There'll Never Be Anyone Else But You."
Let's go.
There'll never be anyone else
else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me, 'cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. That I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
So, Robbie, what I also do know, or a little cat told me, that you're also an award-winning bush poet.
That is true. In 1997, out at Winton in Queensland, I won the Christina McPherson Award for an original bush poem and a few other performance things. And that was good. I got a lovely bronze swagman out of that, 7 kilos of bronze. And $1,000.
Gee, that'd be a lot of money then.
Anyway,
too.
Next year I went to the Brisbane Ecker and got in the bush poetry competition there, and I won $300 for an original poem, but it's been all downhill since there.
But you've also, as you've gone along, made a few singing CDs too, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. I love to sing.
Yeah, and you've produced some CDs. Righto, Bobby, what are we going to play next?
We're going to play some Crash Craddock. Crash Craddock came to Australia in 1959 with the Lee Gordon Package Rock and Roll Show, young American rock and roller. We hadn't heard of him before. He came out with this show. And he absolutely won the audiences over in Australia. Just amazing. We just really sold a lot of albums and stuff. He became a star in America after being discovered virtually by the public of Australia.
Australia.
And the song's called Boom Boom Baby.
So fine, let me hug and kiss her all the time. Like to see her do the chicken pop. Shakes all over from the bottom to the top. Of boom, 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 boom. I said boom, 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 boom. Well, boom, boom, baby, please don't stop. Boom, boom, baby, I've made it clear. Till I die, I'll always want you near. Even when the lights are low, I watch my boom boom baby, think you go boom boom. Boom, 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 boom. I said boom 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 boom. Saturday night, everything was going quite all right. She did the chicken in the middle of the floor. Everyone was yelling for more, 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 boom, 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 boom
I said boom, 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 baby, you're the best.
Bobby, I'll finish up back announcing you're listening to Music Memories and More, because these are all the great songs I play on every second Sunday.
Yeah, you're not the only person who play rock and roll on Yarra Valley.
No, that's true too. And Matt Shaw, and you play some and all that. Bobby, what brought you down? Like, you've been up in Queensland for donkey's years.
Yeah, yeah.
You've retired at 59 through ill health. What brought you to Melbourne?
Well, my son and my grandson lobbed into Healesville. I had been in Healesville in 1965 with the Army, so I knew the area. You know,
yep.
The School of Army Health is in Healesville, and where they teach you how to be medics and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That was my corps, medical corps. And so I knew the place. I knew it was green, and I knew it had nice green hills around the place, a little bit like Cairns.
Yep.
And when I came down, I thought, rather than spending money flying the kids up to see us every once in a while, yep, I'd buy a place down here. So I did. I found a place, real doer-upper, as they say. And so I've been working on that for a couple of years to get up to scratch. But yep, it's okay now. We love it.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. All right, what are we going to listen to now, Robbie?
We got Del Shannon there with Runaway. This is a song that all pub bands do, and the crowd always joins in and has a lot of fun with it.
It's one of your favourite songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go. You're listening to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 26 minutes to 3. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will... Greg Carrick will be along with the Oz Indie Show. I put the old tongue back in it, away we go. And it's still sitting on 19 degrees. And my special guest this afternoon is Bob Burgess, or Robbity Bob is known. Robbity, You've come from Queensland, you've moved down here to be with your family, you've brought the rest of your family down. What made you get involved with Yarra Valley FM, and how long ago was that?
Well, the minute I came down from Queensland to Healesville in 07, I started tuning in the radio and doing a little scan of all the radio stations around the place. And I'd been very familiar with some of the Melbourne stations, of course, but I found Yarra Valley FM. And it was, I'll tell you who it was, oh, I've just forgotten the guy's name now. And they'll never forgive me anyway. I think it was David Oaten I was listening to. So I came in to the radio station and said g'day and stuff like that, because I love radio and I wanted to get involved.
Yep.
And it's just one of those things. You tend to do what you're good at. Ha, ha, ha.
or something you like and not good at.
Yeah, all that as well.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, number seven. Oh, how long have you been here?
I started at 09.
Nine, so that's 12 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. What are we going to play now?
Okay, I love horses. One of the things I love is horses over the years. I used to ride quite a lot, do a bit of stock work up in the north, in most places up in the scrub. So horses to me are friends. And this is a beautiful song I've always loved from Dan Fogelberg. It's all about a foal grows up to win the Kentucky Derby in the United States.
Sounds terrific. Let's listen to it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Robbie, what's the best decision you've ever made?
Best decision I've ever made was to get out of my trade qualifications and jump into radio, because it opened a whole bunch of new doors, but it was a punt. You know, having a go. I had a go.
And it could have failed too, couldn't it?
Absolutely could have failed, yeah. And I could have been a complete dud.
Nah, you got... Righto, what are we going to play next?
Okay, this is Scott Walker and a beautiful song called Angelica. And the meaning for it for me is I was pretty busy when I was a young married man, and I didn't really have a... I could have bought more bunches of flowers for my sweetheart. I really could. Oh. And this is a song a little bit about that.
Right, let's play it.
To say I missed her through the day, but I forget it. I never said it. I passed the flower shop. Lord knows I meant to stop, but I'd say tomorrow. Perhaps tomorrow. Tomorrow there'll be time. There'll always be another spring. Time to make her laughter ring. Time to give her everything. Oh, my Angelica. My Angelica. There's so much you never knew. I always meant to say and do for you, Angelica. And the cold winds came, and when I spoke her name and felt her near me, she couldn't hear me. The shadow had been cast. Too many springs had passed for Angelica. Angelica. Now in my solitude, I tend the flowers that I buy. As they slowly fade and die, watered by the tears I cry for my Angelica. My Angelica. I always meant to say and do
Welcome back to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 14 minutes to 3 and we're stuck on 19 degrees, but that's all we've promised anyway. Robert, let's just throw a question at you that we haven't talked about before. What was your first car?
My first car was an Austinite cloth top, an Austinite Tourer, 1946 model, one year younger than me. But it was a fine little motor car. And I could do speed limit in that. And my friend who had a Ford Prefect, I could burn him off every time.
Now, you weren't doing drags, were you?
Oh, we were smoking it. We were smoking in those days, I tell you what.
Yeah, and of course, let's be honest, back in those days, and I don't know what it is now, but a radio presenter wouldn't have been on big money, would they?
Oh, I finished my trade at the Spastic Centre at $78 a week, full tradesman's rate.
Yep.
And I went to nighttime radio at 4NA Nambour at $48 a week.
That's because you loved it.
Oh, what, absolutely.
What's the next song, Rob?
Okay, this is kind of takes me back to when I was about 17 and I had this hippie girlfriend, and I used to call her my gypsy woman.
Righto, let's go.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms, in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and baby slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Choice Tunes. Now, Robbie, you said you had this gypsy girlfriend, so
yeah.
I imagine she's got the beads around her neck, those long flowing dresses and all that. Did you have the beads around your neck too, and what were you wearing?
I used to wear pookie shells around my neck. I had the little white pookie shells. They're a Queensland thing.
Yep.
And I wore out several pookie shell necklaces because they stayed on. You showered with them and everything, and they just stayed there.
So that's what the guys wore, and the women wear the funny beads and all those sorts of stuff.
I was never a hippie. I was just a hanger-on.
Robert, I guess when you're looking back over your life, and we all do that from time to time.
Yeah, reverie, it's called.
You probably wouldn't have changed anything, would you?
I'd do it all again exactly the same way.
Yep.
So much fun.
And that's a really good sign, isn't it? That if you can look back and say, I'd have done it, everything, maybe not made the same mistakes, but I'd have done everything the same, you can't ask for better than that.
I would have made the same mistakes more enthusiastically.
Let's not go there. What's our next song, Robert?
J.O.K., one of my great heroes, Johnny O'Keefe. And when he was rocking and rolling back in the late 50s and early 60s, I used to watch ABC's 6 O'Clock
Rock. Rock, yeah.
And it was so good. But one of the songs that I always thought was a brilliant song for a community choir to sing, it's called Sing, Sing, Sing.
Well, let's go. Great singer, isn't he, Robbie?
Oh, wonderful. Very incredible entertainer. Such a presence on stage.
Yeah,
He'd walk out on stage and everybody go, ooh, you know. Yeah. And then he'd say, I know you love me.
Robbie, unfortunately, I've got to get out of the studio.
No worries, mate.
Greg's coming along with the Oz Indie Show. First of all, thank you for coming along and thank you for telling us a bit about your life.
You're more than welcome, my friend.
And you're on this Sunday between 9 and 10.
Yep.
And then Steam Radio on next Tuesday. Robbie, our last song is what? And what does it mean to you?
Okay, this is the most amazing version of MacArthur Park, and it's sung by Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings?
Oh, yeah, just you listened. It's just so beautiful.
And this is one that a lot of the announcers used to put on when it was time to go to the coffee break or go to the toilet, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, Danny, a Danny song. That's it.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed, it
love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. Dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees, and birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. Arthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green eyes.